1190 AM, NBC News, and the best in specialty programming.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
You asked for golf, you got golf. It's time for the Golfer's Home with Stephen Greben. For the next 2 hours, you'll get the best in local, national, and international golf. Interviews from all the tours, the latest inside news, plus a weekly local course review, help on improving your golf game, and our weekly trivia contest, and so much more. So step up to the tee and get ready to keep it in the short grass. It's the Golfer's Home. Here's your host, Stephen Greben.
I've pretty much decided that the views of this show are no longer mine either. They're just, I don't know. They're who's ever I wake up to be in the morning. Birthday week. My name is Stephen Greben. It's 8:08. And yes, another year older. Another year wiser. Yeah, it was my birthday Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, bud. That's the voice of Tim Cusick, who had to walk about 100 yards to get here. So you had a school all week.
We had a corporate golf school with, last week was Sabre Travel Network. It's a great school, 36 students.
Wow.
Yeah, big school.
Now, how many teachers do you have for 36
students? We go 3-to-1 student-teacher ratio, so 12 teachers.
Where do you find 12 teachers? Do you just bring them in from other places?
A few. I've got a good network in the Dallas area, and the same teachers have been helping me out for years.
Would you like That's to good. Mention any names or not?
Jennifer Huber, who used to play on the LPGA
Correct.
Tour. Had Rod Cook come from Four Seasons Costa Rica come up.
Wow.
Used to teach with me.
Yes, he did.
Sam Randolph.
Sam Randolph.
Yeah.
The voice of...
The former tour player.
Yep.
He comes in and helps out. Chad Moskovic, who is the head pro at El Dorado Country Club in McKinney, helped out. And then basically my instructors and golf pros at our club.
I didn't know you had that many.
Yeah, yeah.
Honest to God, I didn't.
Yeah, not that many instructors that just teach, but
right.
But at the club, Paul Ernest helped out and instructed, and Jay Weiniger,
Jay is a teacher.
Stacy Harden, who is runs our retail, but
right.
played college golf.
I didn't know that.
Does very, very well on the lesson tee.
Do you find men like corporate guys like that who may not be great golfers, who are in a class like that, do they care if they're getting taught by a man or a woman, do you think, or not? Honestly.
I think they like the service they get, to be honest with you. And if it comes from either a man or a woman, that's the important thing. Jennifer and Stacy do a great job for us. We had 8 ladies that were in the school, so that helps to have that component.
Of course.
I think that the female executives really connect with the female instructors, but it's more the service and the expertise that you provide.
We are live from Las Colinas Country Club. We're overlooking the chipping area. Which is very, very nicely done
here. Great practice facility.
Yeah, this is a really good, for those of you who've never played Las Colinas Country Club, as differentiated from the sports club, as differentiated from all the other clubs in Las Colinas, this is a great practice facility. You have the chipping area, you have sand area, you have different elevations to the chipping area. And some women are already out warming up as the first tee time this morning is 9:40. Sound about
first
right?
tee time is at 9. No. There's a tee time at 9:04. She's going by herself, G.A. Shin. She's the first.
You're right, 9:04.
9:04.
And I will say, I was shocked by the number of people who were out here yesterday. I was very proud of being a Metroplex person and how well they supported the first year of this golf tournament.
I'll tell you what, I've watched it on TV the last two nights after I've got home from teaching, and the course looks fantastic on TV. I mean, really good on TV.
You know, it is really an old-style golf course.
Yes.
I mean, it's very hard to hit the fairways,
mm-hmm.
especially with the wind blowing like it was yesterday. The greens are small,
mm-hmm.
And they're extremely subtle. I watched Suzanne Pedersen turn what I thought would be a 64. That's how well she was hitting the ball
mm-hmm.
into a 68. Hmm. She missed at least seven putts inside of 20 feet, and I mean just lipped out every one of them to the point where she was starting to get a little upset.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the golf course. I back 15, 20 years ago when I was working in Palm Springs, I used to teach a lot of girls that were on the LPGA Tour and traveled a lot on the LPGA Tour to different events. And Las Colinas Country Club reminds me of some of the successful golf courses that they played back in the early mid-90s. Locust Hill, where they play one of their majors, the Wegmans, kind of reminds me of this golf course. Different grass because it's up north in New York, but an old-style country club golf course. And this golf course really, really suits the LPGA Tour, I think.
It definitely suits having a tournament here. Mm-hmm. It's really gettable to walk around, except for a couple areas on the backside. You can transfer from front side to backside pretty easily. And I'm going to tell you something. These women can play. And it is fun to watch them play. And it's a good golf course to watch them play on. It's par 71. You've got four par fives that are at least two were reachable yesterday, maybe three. 18 is not reachable for any of them.
You know, you've got 35 ladies going into the fourth round that are under par. I mean, that's a good play. And we've had some tough conditions the last 3 days. I mean, it was cold on Thursday morning. Very cold. We've had different winds. We've had a little bit of rain. You had a north wind yesterday throughout the day, which there's not one golf course in the Dallas Metroplex that's set up for a north wind. They're all built for south winds because that's a prevailing wind that you would play 9 months of the year. And any golf course, when you're playing a north wind in Dallas, it's more difficult.
The leader of this golf tournament is Carlota Segunda, and she is from Spain. She played on the European, the LET, the last couple of years, along with the person who's in third place, Caroline Masson, who I had a chance to spend some time with yesterday. Neither of these women played on the LPGA Tour. You know, I want to say one thing before we really start getting into the show. I think one of the biggest differences between this tour and the PGA Tour. This tour is a young person's tour. Think about it, and maybe it is because Annika left and Lorena left, but women in their 30s do not control this tournament like men. You know, they used to always say, get to your mid-30s, and that's when you play your best golf. This is a young person's tour.
That's a good point. You know, that's a very good point. And we've got teenagers that are, I'm not going to say they're not dominating on this tour, but they're playing very well on this tour. And you have young girls in their early mid-20s that are really the best players on this
exactly.
on this tour. Similar to the professional tennis tours. You know, you get to be over 30 years old and you're playing tennis, you're a dinosaur.
Now, is that what took, you know, I thought about this last night. Is that what took the Americans a while to catch up? Because, you know, in Korea, the family so is involved with the girls playing that by the time they're 15 and 16, they are so far superior to the American woman golfer. At least they were. The American woman golfer is starting to catch up. But I think that was the reason. And that's also what has made this tour younger, I think.
That's a good point. You know, on this week on Tuesday over at the Four Seasons, one of the girls that tried to Monday qualify on Monday.
That's a good day for them to Monday qualify.
Aria Judah Carden, who is a 17-year-old who's played very well on the LPGA Tour so far. The LPGA Tour has not given her membership because she's not 18 yet. But
plays at her also.
Yes, she's been very successful on the tour. She came over and practiced, and you talk about the family atmosphere. She had 11 people around her as she practiced. Two translators, an instructor, a putting instructor, her mom, her dad, her brother, a media person. I mean, it was quite an entourage for a 17-year-old.
We're going to talk about that more. Nayeon Choi came into the media room, and I want to play that interview as sleep parts of it. We'll see how it sounds on air. We'll do that next because what you said is very interesting, and I asked her questions about that and the relationship between the Korean girls, because when I watched the Korean girls on the Futures Tour, it was extremely competitive, and I wanted to find out what that was like here, because on the PGA Tour, and I don't mean to keep comparing, but that's what I do for a living, basically. On the PGA Tour, the Swedes hang with the Swedes. You know, the European, the
English guys, yeah, the English guys.
They are friends. They practice together. Right. They travel together. And I wondered if that was the same out here because it's so competitive amongst Asian women. So we're gonna step aside for a minute. When we come back, we will play the interview in the media room yesterday with Nayeon Choi, who has been number one in the world, I think, and is very close to being number one again, and a young woman who has taken the time literally in the last year and a half to learn to speak English to the point where she can do that proficiently. I'm Stephen Gribben. He's Tim Cusick. We're just getting started. It is The Golfer's Home, 1190 AM.
If you were to win $50,000, you could use it all to help your child go to a prestigious university where they'll earn a degree that'll lead to a six-figure income once they graduate. Or you could tell your kid to lump it and blow the money at the track. $50,000 is up for grabs. Want to win it? Then shut up, pay attention, and find out how. Be listening for the Q to Text keyword. When you hear it, text that keyword to 36500 to get registered. You'll win $1,000 just for qualifying for the 50K. And who couldn't use an extra grand in their pocket? It's an ultimate iHeartRadio experience. Winning $50,000 to waste on whatever you want. It's like finding a lucky penny on the ground. A whole lot of lucky pennies. So get your texting thumb ready for action and keep it here for the keyword that could make you 50 grand happier. Good luck.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Would you like to know how to become 3 times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're 3 times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-520-9138.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-888-520-9138
will receive a free upgraded 2-way voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-520-9138. That's 1-888-520-9138.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-417-1738. 1-800-417-1738.
Hi, I'm Jim LeCamp.
And I'm Pat Riddell, co-host of Money Sense at the Opening Bell.
Are you fed up with the endless, relentless arguments about bull market, bear market, trading range market, deflation, hyperinflation, and all the other chatter that leaves you on the sidelines? Earning nothing, nada, zip?
Well, we have good news for you. There are opportunities in a highly uncertain environment like this if you know where to look. Let us help you. We'll show you how non-traditional investments can help you uncover uncommon returns.
Give us a call, 800-841-5388.
Or log on to money-sense.com. Finance.com.
He's number three, Nyan Choi, into the interview room. Congratulations. A great 5-under par round today, putting you right up there near the top of the leaderboard. Take me through your day out there today and what was really working well for you.
Yeah, I had a great day today. I started a birdie on first hole, and then also number three, I had a great birdie there. And you know, today I got 5 birdies out there, but without bogey. You know, that's the very important thing for me. And I mean, I can say, you know, I just changed a caddy from last week, and he came from PGA Tour, and I think he's great for leading the green. So he helped me a lot, and I'm not trying to mean to my old caddy, but, you know, he's great, and we had a great time out there, and I'm really looking forward next tomorrow.
Was it one of those things with the caddy change, just felt it was time to make a switch and kind of get things going in a different direction?
I don't know. I mean, just last couple weeks ago, I think I put too much pressure myself, too much, you know. You know, so many people ask me, like, world number one or, I mean, that kind of things. So I just needed some fresh feeling. And last week, even I had a great result in Hawaii, but I just decided, you know, change caddy. And I got some new or good or fresh feeling this week, and it works.
Sometimes you just need that little bit of new energy to get you going. The golf course today, I know conditions were different again than they were yesterday. How different did the golf course play today, and was it partly that you felt that it was a great day to be able to capitalize on scoring?
I mean, today wind was very different than yesterday. I mean, a couple part fives we can reach in two because the wind is switched than yesterday. But still, you know, greens fast and fairway is very firm, and we have to think a lot on the course. I mean, we can't hit driver every hole, so we need a layup from even tee shot, and we have to ball landing and how much it releases even on the fairway. We have to think a lot on the course.
I know, as you talked about, people have asked about that number one ranking a lot. This week, you know, there really isn't a possibility of you getting there. Does that kind of almost take a little ease off when you don't have to sit there and think, oh, what do I have to do to get that ranking and just play golf and enjoy yourself?
I really want to play just my game, even just tomorrow. I don't want to get any pressure or, I mean, like stress from that. You know, that's all about the result thing. I cannot control. If I do my best every day, every week, every tournament, and if I have a good result, then, you know, always a good result is just follow. I cannot control. But last couple weeks, I tried to put, like, oh, this is my chance. I have to go. I mean, it's not going to work. I knew it, and I just learned from that. So even tomorrow, this day my shot is great. You know, so I really hope to get another the same day. Yeah.
Questions for Nyan?
You've had a good season, though, haven't you? But wouldn't you say so far 3 top 10s?
I think. I mean, I just mentioned that I got a lot of stress this year because I think I expect too much. Maybe my expectations too high. I want to be top 10 every week or win every week. And also, you know, a lot of fans in Korea or media, they always focus for being number one. So even I don't try to think, but like around the people, they like reminds me, like, you have to be number one this time or this week. That's why I think I got a lot of stress or pressure too much.
Along that same line, how comfortable do you feel going into tomorrow? You'll be either one or two.
I feel really comfortable. And, I mean, especially this week, today, I haven't nervous or I was so calm. And especially this course, we need a good composure until last hole. So I really want to focus my small goal for tomorrow and try to stay with that until last hole. It doesn't matter about the result. If I, you know, did my best after the round, then it'll be okay.
You are one of the few today that had success on number one, and it's proved to be one of the most difficult holes this week. Only five players, I think, today hit the fairway. Can you talk about the difficulty of that hole? Let's
talk about first
hole? Yeah, first hole.
Pardon me, and I'm assuming you hit the fairway today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even last couple of days, even, you know, first round, second round, even today, I hit not bad. I mean, a lot of hole, you know, slope is too much, and even my ball landing middle of the fairway and then finish it rough, like even 18th hole, last 3 days, three rounds, I didn't hit to the fairway, but I mean, we cannot control about the kick on the fairway. So it's not easy to accept, but I try to accept. Even I hit the fairway, and even I hit the, like, solid shot, but still finish it rough or behind tree, but we cannot control. And the older players may think about that way, but we have to understand and accept that happened, you know.
Did you understand it a little bit? You know, like, how much, you know, you feel all this pull, you get all that attention in Korea, and then you spend a lot of your time in the States. How different is it to kind of have the pull of these two places, of kind of two different homes, I guess, as you kind of balance?
I mean, some people ask me, where are you from? I always say, you know, from Korea, because I feel like I'm Korea, and I came here from Korea and play golf on LPGA Tour, and I just have a house in Orlando, and you know, when I have 2 weeks or even 3 weeks off, I always go back to Korea and see my family, and you know, my coach is in there and all my friends is there. So you know, when I have time, I always go back to Korea and you know, release from stress.
That was Nayeon Choi, and I played that because of that last answer. It was a question I asked her about these especially Korean women, but also a lot of the other parts of Asia, Tim. These women are the stars of their country. I mean, they are the LPGA is the number one television program in Korea. You know, it's so different than it is here. I was listening to Michael Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, talk on Wednesday to a group of women. I think it was the Executive Women Golfers Association. I could be wrong. We'll ask Mr. Neal about that in a second. But and he was saying the difference between the LPGA here and the LPGA and the rest of the world. I mean, this woman literally goes home every time. You don't hear that on the PGA Tour, you know, except for a guy like Sergio, who basically still lives in Spain. Right. I mean, yes, he has a home in Florida, but he lives in Spain. I mean, let's cut through the chase.
Sure. And that's, you know, from Dallas, that's a 16-hour flight.
Right.
I mean, that is not in a 12-hour time change. So to do that, to be committed to doing that, number one, you've got to have total control over your schedule. You've got to really, really manage your schedule. But that just shows you the values that these Korean women have, not only with their work ethic, but with their family and their country values.
All right. To give you some real insight into how this all came about, and I'm so proud of the Nexus Club and everything that's gone on in the last few months, we're going to step aside real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rob Neal, the tournament director here at the North Texas Shootout. I'm Stephen Gribben. He's Tim Cusick. It is the Golfer's Home, 1190 AM.
Hey, it's Mondo Mike right here on 1190 AM Sundays, 4 to 6. Great stuff for you.
This is Big Kenny, the number one rated wine czar in the state of Texas.
And this is Crave DFW.com's food editor, Stephen Doyle.
And we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about wine. We're going to talk about everything that's divine right here, Sundays, 4 to 6 on 1190 AM.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really. Don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Many of us think we know where our families and ancestors originated, but with Ancestry DNA, the results might surprise you. Your DNA has a story, and it's time to discover it. With a simple DNA test from TryAncestry.com, you can discover your own unique genetic ethnicity that'll connect you to the lands your ancestors once called home. It's a breakthrough technology in family history and can be found at TryAncestry.com. The new Ancestry DNA creates the most comprehensive family history experience yet, and all with one simple, easy, and affordable test. You'll receive a full breakdown of your genetic ethnicity from both your maternal and paternal sides, and so much more. Visit TryAncestry.com to see how easy, affordable, and impressive this new DNA technology is. Your DNA has a story. Let Ancestry help you discover it. Experience the true power of Ancestry DNA. The results may surprise you. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Good day. This is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S Weed and Feed. The fine folks at Scott's have created a perfect potion for St. Augustine lawns here in Texas, formulated to terminate dollar weed and clover with extreme prejudice. That's a good thing. And now for the bonus. Scott's Bonus S also provides your lawn with essential nutrients. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
Eat, cigarette, kids, cigarette, dinner, another cigarette.
One on my way to lunch, one after lunch.
And another cigarette, and another cigarette.
Have you tried to quit?
Yes. I become angry.
It ain't that easy. You can't just quit cold turkey. I tried.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for On the Flip Side of Real Estate with Rob Barney and Tim Lansford. Real estate advice from A to Z. Find it, fund it, fix it, and flip it. To the Flip Side of Real Estate. Saturday mornings at 11, right here on 1190 AM.
It's the Golfer's Home. We're live from Las Colinas Country Club. A little overcast, but a great day to walk a golf course. Come on out. Tickets are available. You can get them here.
Yeah, of course.
And you can get them at Tom Thumb.
Exactly.
Which is right around the corner. That's the voice of Mr. Rob Neal. He is the tournament director of the North Texas Shootout. I wanted to get with Rob. Tim Cusick is here, of course. So is the class still going today, Mr. Cusick, or are you done?
No, we're done. And actually, the golf school was not this past week, but was the week previous. Now I've got another one starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Got one starting tomorrow, but that one was the
big
week
one
previous.
Tomorrow or not?
No, small one, a little golf retreat with four guys from Owens Corning.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very cool.
It's fun.
Talk a little bit. This happened like overnight, it seems like. I'm sure it didn't, but let's talk a little bit about how the North Texas Shootout came about.
Right. It's the overnight success story that took 2.5 years.
About 20 years, I think, actually.
Yeah. You know, there's a few different stories. LPGA has been looking at this DFW area as a obvious place where there needs to be a tournament for a number of years. And really, there's a group here called the Nexus Club, created a 501c3 charity, have done some pro-ams benefiting the USGA, LPGA girls golf clubs in this area. And their real motivation was to create an LPGA tournament, a full field event here in the DFW area, and in Irving in particular. And first year, you know, they had kind of organizational effort. Second year, they actually got very, very close to pulling it off. Last minute, a few things didn't quite happen the way they needed to, so there wasn't an event in 2012. A few people maybe got a little less optimistic about 2013, but I tell you what, these folks at the Nexus Club just stuck with it, kept plugging along, pulled together the resources, worked with the LPGA, worked with the city of Irving, the state of Texas, Club Corp, the Las Colinas Country Club. Everybody kind of made some sacrifices and some commitments. And at the last minute, in that sense, in the middle of January, everybody was comfortable enough to put this thing on the schedule for the 2013 season. So here we are in April after a January announcement.
And that's what's crazy, especially, I mean, Tim, you think about it. These girls, many of them came from Hawaii. And you have 49 of the top 50 players in the world playing at the Las Colinas Country Club this weekend.
This field is major championship caliber. And as you said, many of them made the eight-hour flight from Hawaii, came back over here. I think the only one we're missing is Kari Webb. So just, you know, hats off to everyone involved in the LPGA as well and the LPGA players for supporting this first-year event.
Now, Rob, I don't, you know, as I've said, and this is not a put-down of the LPGA because people who've listened to me for 12 years know how much I love this tour and how much I promote this tour. I think other than Ron Cyrak, I spend probably more time talking about the LPGA than anybody. When you put a tournament together like this and you do it so quickly, how much of it was you being out over there, someplace to talk these girls into coming here? How much of it was Angela Stanford asking friends to come here? How did it all come about so quickly, and how did you get the field you got?
Well, in terms of the field, you know, I think that the LPGA players, while they're very international in the makeup of the player body, they are really hungry for more and more domestic U.S.
Okay.
full field tournament. And they're committed to supporting those events. And so that's part one. I think another issue that the tour is facing is that this is, like I said before, such an obvious place for the LPGA
and
to
such
be.
An easy place to get in and out of. I mean, there is a reason there are almost 50 professional golfers playing that live here year round.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And it's beyond that. It's what surprised me is how many players have extended family or college roommates or just connections in the DFW area alone that make this an essential trip for them just because of that second and third level of contact or family relationships. So they were all excited to get back here and see friends and all. It's easy to get to, obviously. I think they had heard good things about Las Colinas Country Club, so the word spread. Angela and Brittany Lang and Jarena Piller and those folks have been out here a number of times and are comfortable with the course. And there's one thing I'll tell you that's kind of interesting, too, is one of the founding members of the Nexus Club is Mike Sherburn. And he has known Taylor Carl, who is currently a rookie on the LPGA, since she was about 12 or 13 years old and has kind of helped mentor her game through the years. And it was his vision when working with her and mostly in Arizona and playing in USGA and AJG events that there needed to be an event. And Taylor inspired that.
Wow.
And the timing of this event and Taylor's ability through a playoff in Q School to get one of the last exempt spots on the tour and then to be able to come here and actually play as an exempt member of the LPGA in the event that Mike basically pulled all the pieces together to make this thing happen is really a tremendous story.
That is amazing. Talk a little bit about your background, how you became tournament director of this event. Now, you also run another event.
Yes. I've worked with a group called Tournament Golf Foundation, which, like the Nexus Club, is a 501c3 charitable nonprofit Tournament Golf Foundation is based in Portland, Oregon. It started in 1972, and it's been running the LPGA event up there for, this will be the 42nd year.
Wow.
I've been down there, I think. I can't remember. I'm getting old. And as the executive director of that group, we've run the LPGA tournament in Portland, like I said, for the 42 years. We ran the Safeway International also in Phoenix, as well as one other event in Phoenix. And a couple of years, we've just done the one event, and now we picked up this, and we're back on a two-event schedule.
Talk a little bit about the future of this event and what needs to be done to make this a part of the LPGA schedule. Because at this point, is it on the calendar for 14 or not?
Well, yes, it is. I would put it this way. It is. There is a space on the schedule for this event.
Same
for next
date
year.
Or not?
It's. I can't remember the exact week. It's very similar week.
Okay.
If not the same exact week. But there's still some work to be done to make that formal and final and 100% commitment. And that really is based on getting the financial underpinning necessary to make all the parties comfortable to go forward. What the entire mission of the 2013 event from all the parties involved has been to show Irving, Texas, North America, the LPGA, what can really happen so that when a sponsor takes a look at this thing, it's a tangible thing that they can come out here and see and say, wow, this is impressive. The crowds are coming. The players are coming. This is not a hypothetical situation. This is the real deal. And to get 49 of the top 50 players and the weather and the fan support that we're getting out here, I think puts this thing in as good a position as any to go forward for quite a while.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Tim. I know you haven't been out here. I spent all day out here yesterday, and I was surprised by the number of people out here. I really was. I pleasantly surprised.
Well, I mean that's very, very good news. As you know, we talked last week. You know, not a tremendous amount lead-in that maybe the golf community knew about with the event, but they have come out and supported it, which is very, very impressive. And I'll say, sitting on the veranda here at Las Colinas Country Club, this is a fantastic setting. I mean, we've got the Dallas skyline straight ahead. We've got the Las Colinas skyline right next to us to the left. The practice facility overlooking the first tee and overlooking 18 green, and it looks impressive.
And I will say, not having spent a lot of time at LPGA events since I left California, that there is a difference. There's just, not in terms of play, because these women are out here to win this event. And I mean, really are out here concentrating to win this event. But when they are done, they are incredibly fan friendly.
It's amazing. The lines we had and they're the largest autograph lines they've seen on tour.
Wow.
And you get a player, Paula Creamer is a great example. She will sit there and sign every autograph till it's
right.
Done. And they just keep coming and they keep coming. And, you know, all the girls with the pink ribbons in their hair, they just got to have Paula's autograph. And I tell you what, she's not the only one. They will sit there and make sure that everybody's happy and say, okay, everybody got it. And then they'll go home and they'll hit balls or they'll do what they need to do or eat. After 18 holes of golf, they'll stay out there for a long, long time before they even take a bite of food to eat. So they're committed inside the ropes to winning, and they're committed outside the ropes to making sure that every fan has a good experience.
That's great to hear. You know, I over at the Four Seasons, I've seen this week I'm going to say 5 to 6 families that have come in from outside the Dallas Metroplex with their young daughters, girls that are between 9 and 12 years old, that are these girls are out practicing at the club, and then the fathers and the moms and the daughters come over here, and they're watching golf, and they come back, and they practice late in the afternoon. I was talking to one family from Austin. And they said, "Yeah, we're here for 4 days, and we're staying at your resort, but we're over, you know, watching golf, and our daughter's getting a chance to practice. She's 11 years old, has a beautiful golf swing, plays tournaments down in Austin, but this was a getaway for them."
Yeah, it's been fascinating watching here the demographic of the family groups coming out here this weekend is more than we typically see even. So there must be a growing trend toward those young girls playing golf because they're dressed in their golf clothes.
There is a huge, huge, and that you give total credit to the Northern Texas PGA. And the TGA professionals in this marketplace, they have done a tremendous job getting women on the golf course. Whether it's, you know, as I've said before, you know, Courtney Connell creating his junior tee boxes to, which was way more than just putting out some little things for here's, I mean, actually creating tee boxes for juniors so they felt like they were playing a golf course, to everything that's done in this Metroplex. This Metroplex is all about junior golf, and the Northern Texas PGA is the reason for that. I'm sure in the rest of the country it's the first tee, but here it is the Northern Texas PGA.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, you know, we've got quite a few juniors over at our club at the Four Seasons. And it's interesting to look at, you know, some of the early players that are going out this morning, looking at their attire, their outfits, and then looking at our girls' juniors that practice out at the club. I mean, I can see where they're getting their wardrobes, our juniors, because they're watching these girls here, and they're stylish.
And I wanted to ask Rob about that as somebody who's been around the LPGA for a long time. I said at the beginning of the show that the thing that I realized last night, getting ready and preparing for this show today, and incidentally, folks, I am sitting in for Brian Katrick tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 Central Time, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. So if you get a chance, listen in. And Brittany Lang is going to come on and talk about what happened yesterday, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. But I think the biggest difference I found between this event and the PGA Tour is that this is a young person's tour. I mean, these women, the best players in the world, and I said maybe it's because Annika left and because Lorena retired. But this is not a 30-something tour like the PGA Tour is. This is a 20, and I mean young 20 tour. Am I right in that definition of this tour?
Well, I agree. I think Julie Inkster and Pat Hurst might disagree.
Right, but I mean, you know, you're talking about the top players in the world now.
No, I think that's it's a great point. I think you've seen trends over time. The Europeans kind of invaded the LPGA in the late 90s, and then the Asian contingent, Seiri Pak, kind of created that trend in the early 2000s.
Right.
And I think what you're seeing right now is the resurgence of North American golf.
Absolutely.
And the junior programs throughout the country, all sorts of different academies, the Jim McLean School here in the DFW area with Stephanie Loudon being a big participant of that. And so you're seeing a trend of golf being cool among young girls and fashionable. And that didn't really exist 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're seeing a lot of athletic young girls getting interested in golf and making the commitment to play it and enjoying it. And that is turning into Lexi Thompson, as an example.
Absolutely.
Coming out here and performing at the highest levels. And we saw it with the high school and the college shootouts associated with this event. And the two high school girls making the cut on Friday night, just having the time of their lives. And it was inspirational to everybody who worked hard on this event from the mid-January through now to watch those two girls come out here and just absorb every bit of what they were walking through here, playing with their heroes. It was fantastic and inspiring, and I hope that only encourages more and more of these young girls to come out and give it a shot, because you can, as a teenager, come out here and compete at the very highest level, and there's no question that there's 10 of the top 10 of the official world golf ranking players are here this week.
Right.
I mean, it's all at the top. They're here. And for those two high school girls to come out and compete against them and make the cut is just
inspiring. Talking to Rob Neal, the tournament director here at the North Texas Shootout at Las Colinas Country Club. The one thing about this Metroplex that there's no question about, I mean, is whether it's the Salesmanship Club or anybody else, I mean, this is a charitable marketplace, Dallas-Fort Worth. what is the goal of the Nexus Club in terms of this tournament? Where does the money go when there is money that they will be able to give away? What is the plan for the Nexus Club over the next long term?
Yeah, you know, so far the recipient of funds from the pro-ams I discussed earlier have been the LPGA USGA girls golf clubs, and that the theory under that is really to empower young girls through the game of golf. And so as this event grows and as the resources increase over time, I think that will continue to be a fundamental partner from a charity recipient point of view. But La Buena Vida is an example of another group that's got the similar concept of introducing young kids to golf and using the first tee curriculum, life skills sort of philosophy behind it, to use the game of golf to kind of help people make good decisions throughout the rest of their lives. And I think that's what the Nexus Club is about. And so charities that are compatible with that sort of philosophy are the ones that are going to be benefiting from this. And so it's not just about developing young golfers. It's about developing young people into quality adults just to help be better folks in the community.
Talk a little bit about what will happen at the end of this round today. How well the handing out of the check, the cut. Where will that be done? Who designed the cup? How's this all done? Or is this a temporary cup?
Yes. Well, you know, today is a little different than the last few days in terms of the play. We've been on split tees and threesomes and all that the last couple of days. But today we're going off in twosomes. Everybody's going off a number one tee. So the pace of play will be a little bit quicker. The telecast is a long one. It's a three-hour telecast on the Golf Channel, so it'll actually start at 1:50 p.m. and finish at 5 o'clock p.m. local time. So we'll conclude around 5 o'clock. That's when hopefully we'll know a champion, or we'll be heading off to 18 to play a playoff. Once there's a champion determined, we'll go out, we'll have the ceremony. She'll be interviewed on the 18th green on the Golf Channel. She'll sign her scorecard. We'll set up the thing for a trophy presentation. We've got a trophy that Kathy Wilkins, who's the president of the Nexus Club, went out and secured. We have a trophy for the low amateur. And we have a gift from Zale, actually, for the champion as well. And we'll just do the traditional trophy check presentation on the green, $195,000 to the winner. So somebody's going to go home happy. So that's the program.
I will say, I think not just the winner's going home happy. I think that a lot of people are going home happy after this event. And I'm extremely proud of the Metroplex for stepping up so quickly and supporting the LPGA, because this is so important to this Metroplex to have an LPGA event here.
Well, it's been really fun for me to come in here in a relatively short period of time and watch the snowball effect of the progress through this thing. So it was slow going at the beginning. Not many volunteers were signing up, you know, and then in the last couple weeks, we basically doubled our volunteer force in a two-week period. Got enough people out here to execute this thing. Now all these volunteers hadn't even met each other. Chairmen weren't appointed. But they did band together, and I think they kind of felt the energy and enthusiasm about being the first ones and fighting the uphill battle. And they've really come together remarkably well. And I think the same has been with the media support. It's like, is that what's really going on? Is that really happening this year? You know, and as time goes on, they go, oh, wow, look, we have 49 and the 50 coming, and you know, that there's a little bit more of a recognition and understanding, appreciation of what's happening over here. And then the fan base, the same thing. Thursday was a good start, but as the day went on, more and more people are coming out. And then you see Friday support increase. And then Saturday, the crowds were really impressive. And I think today we'll probably see the fourth day of that. So the word of mouth, the media coverage has been really nice over the last couple of days. I think they've really begun to understand the special stories.
Well, it's so easy to get away from Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
When you draft that badly, it's so easy to want to change the subject.
We're digressing
very
fast.
Sorry, sorry, my bad. Hey, I was in New Orleans, so what can I there was a reason I left for draft day. Rob Neal, this is a great first step, and hopefully we'll be able to raise the money and do what we need to do for so this tournament will be here forever and ever and ever.
Well, all the conversations the last few days make me awfully confident this thing's going to be around for a while.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Rob, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's Rob Neal, the tournament director of the North Texas Shootout and put on by the Nexus Club. Now, is the Nexus Club, do we say that? Is this the North Texas Shootout presented by the Nexus Club? I need to get the right title here. I spent 5 years trying to figure out what Tim Cusick's title was. So,
the name of the event right now is North Texas LPGA Shootout. And the Nexus Club is the organizing entity behind it.
Okay. Thanks so much. All right, Timmy, an amazing thing happened yesterday that you just probably wouldn't see a lot of on the PGA Tour. The LPGA was so cool about it, and we're going to discuss that next. But an amazing thing happened out here yesterday that was for a young lady that I've known for a very long time.
Me as well.
But Brittany Lang finished the ninth hole. She teed off on number 10, and finished the ninth hole. And Kevin, her fiance, who she met at the TPC at Craig Ranch. I've played golf with Kevin. I know Kevin, a really good young man. He ran out onto the green as Brittany finished. She was not going to play on the weekend, unfortunately, and got down on a knee on national TV, on the Golf Channel, and proposed to Brittany.
I watched the video this morning on the Golf Channel website, and that's fantastic. I've known Brittany since she was 14 years old. She used to practice out at the Hank Haney Golf Ranch when I worked out there, and she was going to high school in McKinney. Nice girl, has always been a good player, very positive, went on to play at Duke, has had a very nice career on the LPGA Tour.
Got her first win last year.
Couldn't be more happy for her.
Yeah, it was just so much fun to see. And just not something you're ever...
No.
You're just not. I don't think... I'm not sure that Tim Fincham would be allowing that to happen where a woman would run out on the green so she could get asked. But
we've seen women run out on the green, but
yes,
not
but
for that.
Yes, but for a different reason. It was so funny. I'll have to find the interview with Brittany, and maybe we can play that in the second hour. But, you know, she and I joked about the fact of, you know, was this guy just a stalker? She said, he followed me all 18 holes and then came running up to me. But they were actually dressed the same.
Yes, they were.
They were dressed the same. Kevin wearing pink shorts and a blue top. Mm-hmm. And Brittany did say that they dress the same all the time. It's pretty funny to watch. But you've got more and more of the women coming out here, starting to warm up. You've got people teeing off. And to give you some names, Angela Stanford. She's at -2, and she tees off at 10:24 for our local people. I know that actually Angie Larkin, her former college coach, will be out here today from TCU. So if you're a young lady and you want to meet a college coach, come on out. Ryan O'Toole and Sandra Gall will be teeing off at 10 o'clock. And Vicky Hurst, who's been around forever, tees off at 9:44, as does probably the woman who seems to be the most talked about on the LPGA this year, even though she's yet to win, and that's Salas. She just, you know, this is a great story of a young woman, almost a Lee Trevino kind of story. I don't know any other way to put it, really.
Yes, it is, and we just saw her warm up, go through her warm-ups. We've got the first lady on the TGA Shin is going out at 9:04. Stacey Lewis tees off at 10:48. And then the leaders follow shortly after that.
The leaders at -11. Her name is Carlotta Sangata. She is from Spain. She played on the LET Tour the last couple of years, as did the woman in third place. We're going to step aside when we come back. We'll see if Rex Hoggard is going to join us, as he does every week. This is The Golfer's Home, 1190 AM. I'm Stephen Gribben. He's Tim Cusick. Nine holes down, nine holes to play.
KFXR Dallas, with all the top news and business stories of the day. It's all on 1190 AM.
NBC News Radio. I'm Scott Walterman. New information on the Boston bombers. Representative Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said on Fox News Sunday the two were on their way to New York with 10 bombs.
I feel very certain that they were on their way to Times Square to detonate 10 more explosive devices in New York.
McCall also said he thinks the suspect's mother played a very strong role in her son's radicalization, and if she were to return to the United States from Russia, she'd be held for questioning. More survivors have been located in the rubble of a collapsed building in Bangladesh, 9 found today. The death toll has risen to 377. The owner of the building was arrested as he tried to cross into India today. An explosion at a subsidized housing complex in France killed 2 people, 9 injured. That building also partially collapsed. This is NBC News Radio.
Today, we're going to innovate some more.
That was Steve Jobs 10 years ago announcing the launch of iTunes. iTunes sold 1 million downloads in its first week. Last year, 44 million Americans downloaded one or more paid songs or albums from iTunes. Good news for air travelers. As the furloughs end, the FAA says they should be back to normal by this evening. And 4 years after his death, the demise of Michael Jackson will play out again in a $40 billion civil lawsuit that pits his family against the organizers of the tour he was preparing. Opening statement set for tomorrow. The lawsuit brought by Jackson's mother alleges that AEG Live was negligent in hiring the physician convicted of involuntary manslaughter to care for Jackson. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It may be the last thing you do for the pet you love. The nation's largest casket maker has a new line of caskets and urns for four-legged family members.
People are wanting to memorialize their pets more, so they are taking the time to buy urns and go through the process just as one might with people.
Pet lifestyle expert Tiara Bonaldi of the American Pet Products Association says it's one of the many ways in which we treat pets like people.
People have long since considered pets part of the family, but in recent years, people just consider pets children. And so as you can imagine, the loss of a pet is, you know, one of the most devastating things that a pet owner can go through. So there is a lot of grieving, and you now have veterinarians who will come into the home to make the process more comfortable.
The industry group says we spend $53 billion a year on our pets. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
There's so much to know about our H2O. Where does it come from and how does it get into our homes? How is it cleaned before we drink it? Which laws protect it? What other benefits does it offer besides public health and fire protection? Water plays a critical role in our daily lives and the quality of life we enjoy. So let's all make a commitment to learn more by getting to know our H2O. For more information, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system.
Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
What's today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
That sounded a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
The works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more. $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95 or less. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra, rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/13.
1190 AM, NBC News, and the best in specialty programming.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Nine holes down and nine holes to play. It's the backside of the golfer's home. Here's your host, Stephen Gribben.
The golfer's home. 1190 a.m. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM. We'll be sitting in for Brian Katrick. I'm excited. We're going to have Brittany Lang come on. I think Michael Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, is going to come on. Tim Cusick trying to warm up a little bit. It's about 25 degrees inside that clubhouse.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I mean, let's put it this way. I was blowing cold air out of my mouth.
They're anticipating a very warm afternoon.
Wow. Well, it's supposed to burn off and be, you know, Dallas is an amazing place. Where,
this is like a San Diego morning right here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, normally it's 90, it's 90, it's 90.
Right.
Right? Here, in 85, and by, you know.
Cloudy.
Yeah, and then it burns off, and then it's 85 degrees in the afternoon. Yeah.
We started at 55, we're at 57 now.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely. Joining us now from the Golf Channel, he is the one and only Mr. Rex Hoggard. Morning, Rexy.
Morning, Greg. You guys don't have spring in Texas? Is that what you're telling me?
We did not have spring this year. Let's just put it that way. Somehow spring missed the state of Texas, as you'll note. Are you coming to either event?
I am not. No, I'm not. We're getting ready. Obviously, the Players' Championship is next week, so that's kind of a big week. And then we start getting ready for U.S. Open and qualifying, and it's a big time of year for us.
So basically what you're saying is the PGA Tour events mean nothing.
Trying to do that diplomatically, but yeah, if you want to throw that out there. No, I think Colonial last year, I love Colonial. What a great
I know you do.
So much history.
And it's our chance to play golf together, which is the most important thing of all.
That's the best thing.
Last week, you and I had a discussion about physical issues and watching women play golf, and I can tell you now, and I publicly apologize, after having watched most of the women here, that this is a very good-looking group of women playing golf on the LPGA Tour.
He's doing a little backpedaling, Rex. Backpedaling very
should.
Fast.
Yeah, as he should.
Yes.
Wow, I'm telling you, there is a girl here, Jodi. Have you heard of her?
Ewart.
Jodi Ewart Shadoff.
Yeah.
From North Yorkshire, England. Have you heard of her, Rex?
Yeah, she was actually leading after round one of the Kraft Nabisco, and I was doing Golf Central that day, so I spent a lot of time researching her. Recently married. Go check out the pictures of her online of her getting married. It was a beautiful girl.
Now, is she by any chance married to her caddy? Because her caddy is also a very handsome young man.
No, she's married to a sportscaster back home in England, oddly enough.
Really?
That's right.
Okay.
So all of us have chances now. That's what it really means, right?
And yesterday, you know, I wanted to tell you, I mean, I don't know if you saw it on the Golf Channel last night, you being an employee of the Golf Channel, but it was so cool and just something that I think can only help the LPGA Tour grow as a group, to see Kevin Spahn, who I know very well, run out on the green as Brittany finishes on number 9, Lang, and proposed to her right in the center of the green. I thought that was so cool.
I did, yeah. No, I saw that. That was very cool. I don't know if I'd have worn those pants to propose in, but, you know, you can always
search. Well, they have a deal. They always wear the same colors when they go together to an event, so that's why he was in the pink pants. But you're right, it's a pretty interesting color there. All right, so once again, it seems like every week we look at the leaderboard come Sunday morning, and somewhere on the leaderboard is Billy Horschel. What is it about this guy, and is it will he get it done eventually, or will he keep getting in his own way, or how long of a learning process is this? I mean, the guy is just lights out.
I think he gets it done eventually. Now, I don't know if he gets it done today. The guy he's chasing, Lucas Glover, is playing some really good golf on a golf course that sets up well perfectly for him. It's a long golf course. He's got to move it right to left. So I actually like Lucas today, but Billy gets it done eventually. I mean, I think if you put yourself in contention that many times, I mean, if you just keep giving yourself
right.
chances on Sunday, eventually you fall into one backwards. I mean, everyone else sort of falls away. And, I mean, at the very least, that's going to happen, I would think.
The same being true for Jimmy Walker, who, you know, it was interesting, the Golf Channel on the golfchannel.com, they had a picture of Billy and Walker, and it's pretty interesting because Walker, you know, is the same kind of kid. I mean, he is a self-taught, I mean, he's got teachers, but he is a young man who has worked his way through every single rank he's gone through and just seems to just be a prodder that will eventually get it done.
Well, if you look at Jimmy, and they said this morning on the Morning Drive, Charlie Reimer brought this up, he's a top 25 machine this year. I think he has six top 25s. And
right.
You don't think much about that, but, I mean, first off, you can make a very good living. He's already won over $1 million doing that this year. And the other half is, yeah, I think there's something to be said for it, especially in Jimmy's case. I was actually at his first win on what was then, I believe, the buy.com tour, the web.com tour now.
Yes, it was.
It was in Panama. And I remember sitting and
right.
watching him over those last four or five holes and how hard he hit the golf ball. Now, there were some injuries that sort of cropped up with Jimmy early in his PGA Tour career. There was neck issues. I think he's worked his way through them, and he's become such a consistent golfer.
So, Rex, we would be remiss if we don't talk about Guan Tin Long, the 14-year-old. That has made two cuts in the last month, first at the Masters and now in New Orleans. And I had heard on the Golf Channel the other night that it took Tiger Woods eight times as an amateur before he made his first cut on the PGA Tour. This kid is I don't think anyone has any words for him.
You know, Griv had to do some backpedaling this week because he walked up and down an LPGA range and got his eyes handed to him. But I had to do some backpedaling on
right.
Juan. I said it on Thursday night's Grey Goose show. I didn't feel like he was going to make the cut. He's
yes, you did.
A bad start. Yeah.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I don't hide from it, Griff. It's because when you look at the stats. I mean,
no, that's
you
know, why. That's
driving average.
That's why we're best friends.
Yards.
I mean, right. Yeah, I know. Most of the women out here drive it further than that.
Well, and he was on a long golf course. Was my reasoning, and he had 3 weeks to get ready for Augusta. He basically became a citizen of Augusta, Georgia, getting ready for the Masters. And
right.
he knew that golf course in and out. It was the perfect storm. And I thought, you know what, he's going to show up at this golf course. It's 7,400 yards. And if he's going to see it for the first time, and he's going to realize that, man, this is a lot of golf course for me. And he's just not going to get it done. But, I mean, Crenshaw said he's got magic in those hands. And you look at what he's done over the last 3 days with his putter and his short game. I tell you what, there's a lot of tour pros that would like to have that short game right now.
Absolutely, it's lady warming up on the chipping green. Just
chipped hold one out.
Just hold one out from about 40 yards.
And she was very happy about it.
She was
too.
Very happy, and she waved back to me as I applauded her. I love being at a broadcasting from a PGA Tour event. There's nothing or a LPGA Tour event. There's nothing quite like being at a golf event and broadcasting, and I know you feel the same way. All right, let's talk a little bit about next week. We have to ask, were you surprised that Tiger backed out? This is an event he likes. He likes the golf course, I've been told. But did he back out because of the three-week issue, or did he back out because the greens are basically weeds?
Well, the greens are going to be in bad shape, and I think a lot's been made of that. I don't know. I think maybe too much has been made of it, to be quite honest with you, because on Monday they're going to blow those greens
okay.
up and start getting ready for the 2017
right.
PGA Championship. So I think that might be a bit much if you have to put on bad greens. I think it boils down to he likes the golf course, but I don't know that he's played the golf course very well in recent years. Of course, there's back-to-back missed
right.
cuts. most recently. And I think the way his schedule is playing out, I think the way a lot of guys' schedule is playing out this season, you're looking towards the back end of the year when we actually start the split challenger. So you're starting next season in the fall, and you're looking at the President's Cup and the playoffs, and you're realizing, man, I got a lot of golf to play later in the year. And this just might be a long-term deal that, look, I need to kind of conserve some energy for the fall because that's when I'm really going to need to play a lot of events in a row.
It's an interesting point.
Rex, so 2 weeks out, we have the Players' Championship. Who do you think right now is the front runner for that event to win that event?
Well, you start looking at guys who have won in recent years. I mean, you look at a Matt Kuchar and obviously Phil Mickelson in recent years, and you think to yourself, you know, it's someone those two aren't really connected. But Matt's just really a steady player, and the guy that seems to be steady week in and week out, in my opinion, is Luke Donald. And he's kind of become an afterthought. I mean, he's kind of become the cellophane man. He's dropped out of number one in the world. But I think he has the game. He can hit it straight enough, and you don't have to really overpower that golf course. And when he's putting and chipping well, he's the best in the world.
What can you give any input? Because I raised this question a couple of weeks ago, not with you, but with someone else. What has happened to his putting? All of a sudden, a guy who was literally the most consistent putter on the PGA Tour, and it's kind of disappeared. And there's some there's some silly misses, is the only way I can put it. And I'm just wondering, is it a lack of concentration issue? Is it a travel issue? What's going on with his putting stroke? Do you have any idea at all?
No, and you have seen it sort of ebb and flow in recent years, especially since he's sort of fallen out of that top spot. But I remember a conversation I had with his brother, who was his caddy at the time, Christian Donald, who's a very good caddy on the European Tour and the PGA Tour. And I was asking him, you know, has he always been a great putter? And he shook his head and he goes, he was a terrible putter in college when he went to Northwestern. He just couldn't make anything inside 3 feet. He's actually made himself a good putter.
That's awesome. And that's interesting to note because I think when people talk about Luke Donald, they talk about his ability to be a putter.
And you kind of look at him and you think, wow, he was just born to be Ben Crenshaw and he's born to make every three-footer he looks at. And that's really not the case. It's even more impressive to think that he got to number one in the world with the fact that you have a lot of guys that sort of sit and complain, and if I could just putt, you know, I could be a great golfer. And he actually went out and did something about it. It's a great story.
That really is. I appreciate you telling us that because you make that assumption, or I guess I've made that assumption through the years, that Luke is just a good putter. And you're right. The 3 foot story is the one that he just never seemed to miss any of them. And to have taught himself the ability to do that is pretty spectacular.
It is. And, you know, we've heard Jack Nicklaus talk about it when down at the Bears Club and just watching Luke on the putting green and hitting bunker shots and chipping it. And just trying to get the feel for hours and hours on end. When you have Jack Nicklaus telling you that, wow, that guy's putting in a lot of hard work, you know you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's a great story. Great story. All right, so as we head towards next week, you know, I hate to bring it up, and I know, but you know, you get to a situation next week. The owner of the record for low score at Quail Hollow happens to be somebody that you know. I touted as the next Tiger Woods, and whether through injury and bad injury or whether it's through whatever reason, he has disappeared from the tour. Where is Anthony Kim at this point? Is there any chance of us ever seeing Anthony Kim playing golf again?
I'd like to think so. I mean, I think both of us are fans of him. I mean, when you look at the personality, when you look at all the talent that he had, and I don't know that I was that far behind you, to be quite honest with you. I don't think I called him the next Tiger Woods, but I think when you look at what he did so early in his career, getting that win at Quail Hollow, which in my opinion is a mini major, it's injury.
Absolutely.
And I think it's one thing to get healthy, which you know there's a lot of guys in the game who struggle to get healthy, and some do, and you know sometimes it works out. But there's the other half of the equation. It's lost confidence, and it's one thing to mend a knee or an ankle or a shoulder. It's a whole other thing to find a way to get that confidence that you had before you were hurt. And I think that's taken him a while.
Talk a little bit, and I don't know if you've had this discussion or if you've done any stories on it. There seems to be more and more hand and wrist injuries, and I don't know if it's the nature of the stroke, the nature of the changing of the grooves, or if it's just always been this way and we've just never really realized it. Are the players starting to do things to save their hands and to save their wrists more so than in the past?
Well, you like to think, yeah. I mean, I remember thinking about actually doing this story a few years ago because it was cropping up so much, and you thought maybe, you know, this has become the new back or neck injury. Because, you know, mostly when you and I were growing up, it was, you know, if you heard about a guy getting injured on the PGA Tour, it had something to do with his back or his neck.
Right.
And I don't know that this might have something to do with how many times, you know, when we were watching basketball when we were kids, did you hear, or baseball when we were kids, about a strained oblique? You never heard about a strained oblique.
Right.
It was always, he's just got a twinge in his right side. So I think part of this is it's probably always been around. We're just hearing about it more. But, no, I think there's something to the fact that a lot of guys, there's a lot more Hogans on tour than there used to be. There's a lot more guys like DJ Singh who look for the answers in the dirt than there used to be. And I think that has something to do with it.
I'll tell you a quick story about Anthony Kim. A couple of years ago when he came out with his hand and wrist injury, Troy Van Beezen, who's a physical therapist in Dallas and travels on the tour with a number of players, Anthony Kim took him behind the fitness van and said, "Doc, I think I got something wrong with my hand. Let me show you this." And he took the tape off of his wrist, and his left thumb could touch his left forearm.
Wow.
It would bend all the way back, totally lost all the ligaments in there. He had to tape that for about 18 months just to keep it in place to be able to swing, and has to be from all the down cock and load that he had. Paula Creamer with a similar injury. But, you know, once that does get repaired, I mean, that is tightened up some. That totally changes the technique and mechanics of his golf swing.
That's a great point. I mean, and I think we have a friend of golf channel that's going through it right now, Aaron Oberholzer. And I talked to him in Hilton
Right.
Head, and of course, a great golfer who's gotten sidelines with thumb injuries. And he was showing it to me, and he made that exact point. It's actually, he doesn't have any feeling in his right thumb. And he goes, what feeling he does have, it hurts. So he's trying to figure out how to play through it. It's a little thing like that, and it's like a pitcher with a blister on his finger, and if that blister comes off, it's an entirely different feel.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, I talk to Stankowski about it all the time. You know, a guy who people don't remember finished second or third to him at Augusta, and won three times on the PGA Tour, and then hurt his wrist, and that was it. And he talks just about how he had to totally change his golf swing, and it just ruined his game.
And you know, there's no quick answer. I mean, you could think, well, just find another way to do it. Some guys can, but when you're talking about a guy like Anthony Kim, who was such a field player, and you're right, used so much lag. I mean, imagine what would happen if Sergio Garcia had a similar injury.
Oh.
My guess is he had similar results.
Oh, God. All right, Rexy, we're going to let you go. I will talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll talk at 9:05 Central Time on PGA Tour Radio as I sit in for Brian Katrick. And thanks so much for joining us today. Where are you? Are you home or what?
Well, I'm home for a couple of days. I was up in Philadelphia, did a walkthrough at Marion this week, and got home and did a couple of days of the morning drive, and now I'm resting.
Your feeling about Marion?
You know what? It's a whole lot of golf course. I know people are going to look at it and look at 7,000 yards on the card, and it's. I walked it, and it doesn't look like a 7,000 yard golf course. It looks like much more meatier, a lot of meat in the par threes, a lot of grass.
Rex, how wide are those fairways going to be there?
In some places, very, very narrow. The 11th, which of course is a short par four, where Bobby Jones actually completed the Grand Slam in 1930, but. That's probably about 13 yards wide in the landing area.
My pacing
was complete.
Wow.
And that made it a bigger deal is it doesn't look like they're going to do the graduated rough thing this time around. Maybe one or two holes, you know,
right.
Some of the longer par fours. But it looks like because a lot of the par fours and par fives are on the shorter side, that the guys aren't going to get that break. If you miss the fairway by even a little bit, you're going to have a big, big price to pay.
Your sense after what happened last year, that Mike is going to keep this close to a 2 to 3 under par or not?
I think he'd like to. And, you know, this when it comes to Marion, it's a whole new ballgame because it's a short golf course, as I pointed out. And if they get the weather they want, he can pretty much dial it up wherever he wants to go. And I think Mike, as we've talked about, likes to err on the side of the player. If he's going to make a mistake, it's
right.
going to be a little bit too low. Guys are going to be able to go a little bit too low and as opposed to Shinnecock, where it maybe gets to the point that it's unfair. So if they get the conditions they want,
right.
I think somewhere around even par is always a good answer. If it's wet, I think guys will really tear apart this golf course. It's so much
wow.
on the short side for modern players. If they can play pinpoint golf, they can put up a very low score, I would think. It'll be around Congressional a few years ago with Rory.
Exactly. All right, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week, Rex.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Rex Hoggart from the Golf Channel joining us every week here on The Golfer's Home. I'm Stephen Gribben. He's Tim Cusick. Next up, we'll go through the leaderboard here at the North Texas LPGA Shootout.
Theirs was a passion. A passion for listening to 1,500 live radio stations on their smartphones. A passion to create their own custom stations. A passion for using the perfect four feature. Theirs was a passion for iHeartRadio.
What should we listen to now, my love?
How about all Beatles and Stones?
You temptress.
Download the free app passionately at iHeartRadio.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Good day. This is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S Weed and Feed. The fine folks at Scott's have created a perfect potion for St. Augustine lawns here in Texas, formulated to terminate dollar weed and clover with extreme prejudice. That's a good thing. And now for the bonus. Scott's Bonus S also provides your lawn with essential nutrients. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This station is participating in a nationwide promotion where each weekday, 10 listeners will win $1,000 cash. For your chance to win, listen here 6 a.m. to midnight Eastern Daylight Time through May 17th. Hear the cue to play and designated keyword. You have 15 minutes to text the correct keyword to 36500 or use official entry form to submit keyword online at iHeartRadio.com or station's website. Only one entry per person. Multiple entries will be disqualified. Potential winner selected at random must answer the phone within 5 minutes after the play is closed and agree to have their reaction recorded for broadcast purposes to be considered a winner and eligible to receive a prize. 300 national prizes provided by Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. Individual station participation times may vary. Play not valid on weekends. Text message entrants agree to receive texts related to this and similar promotions during the promotion period. Standard message and data rates may apply. Not all carriers covered. To opt out and receive confirmation, text STOP to stop future messages or email textoptout@clearchannel.com with your wireless number. Entrants must be 18 and older and legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Odds of winning depend on the amount of qualified entries received overall from all participating stations during the individual play times. Visit the station's website for local playtimes and opportunities or for text entry terms and conditions and the official rules which govern. Other restrictions may apply. Be safe and don't text and drive.
Hi, this is Bernadette, owner of Adrift Float Spa. Did you know that stress is one of the major contributors of high health care costs? As Arianna Huffington reported in a recent CNBC interview, stress is prevalent in corporate America and affects negatively our productivity as a nation. Corporate America needs to be paying attention to stress reduction. Floating or flotation therapy is learning and experiencing what it feels like to truly relax. What are the benefits of floating? Decreased stress, nervousness, and anxiety. Decreased muscular aches and pains, improved concentration, memory, and mental focus, increased energy and performance, enhanced quality of sleep, and a general overall sense of well-being. De-stress your employees. Call Adrift about our corporate packages at 214-363-5628. That's 214-363-5628, or visit us at AdriftFloatSpa.com.
It's 9:30. It's The Golfer's Home, 1190 a.m. You know the coolest thing of all about doing this show is having somebody walk by, headset on, going, "Hey, I'm listening to you, Gribben." That is cool. I'm sorry. I mean, I've been doing this 12 years now, and I still get excited about it. It's just, it makes me feel good that people actually listen to
some of the players looking up and waving and acknowledging us being on the radio. This is a great setting, as I said earlier.
Yeah, you need to come out and see this. This is good.
I might stay for a few minutes and watch.
Now, are you playing today? Or are you
watching your son today? No. I'm playing in a charity event in Allen at Twin Creeks. There was a young boy that went to my son's high school or grammar school that was a year younger than him that passed away when he was 5 years old. Died in his house in his kitchen. And so the Spencer Squire Charity Golf Tournament was founded, and our whole community at Twin Creeks really rallies around this event, and they have a double shotgun today. They have one
a
in the
double?
Morning,
wow.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Texas A&M, who the Squires are very, very tight with, are a big player in this event as well. And it's just a really, really – I've donated some lessons. I play. They have a great auction afterwards, a nice dinner. Everyone hangs out for a while. And it's a very, very cool day for an incredibly great cause.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is. I mean, that is probably the coolest thing about golf.
So I'll
golf, how golf raises money.
Exactly. So today is – You know, I put the
now,
staff.
Now, do you actually play, or do you?
No, yeah, I play. I have a team from my neighborhood, and I put the staff bag away. I have the carry bag. I put the shorts on, the tennis shoes, the shirt's undone.
So you're not giving lessons or anything?
No. These guys that I'm playing with, they're beyond lessons. I can't. And some of them are listening, so I don't mean. We just go out and have a good time.
Okay, the interesting question. There are two different sides to golf. There's the golf where you want to get better and you want to be competitive. And then there's the golf where after the third hole you're getting your eight beers. Mm-hmm. And then you're reloading it to turn the eight beers. And then at 14 you're getting eight more beers. Do you have preference or is golf equal both cases?
You know, certainly golf is golf when it comes right down to it. I mean, this is golf today, and what I'm going to see this afternoon is golf as well. But it's all how it relates to the person. And as long as there's people that are playing, that's the important thing.
Right.
And we all know that, and we know what the challenges are there. And we've talked about that. But, you know, this setting that we have, the LPGA tournament here in Irving, is serious golf. But you're going to have the casual fan out here, and you're going to have the serious fan out here. You're going to have a young fan. And then when I go and play in the charity event this afternoon, we've got some serious golfers. But we've got people that are just playing golf because they love golf. And to me, the bottom line is it comes down to is it is a incredibly addictive sport. And I'm just so happy to be part of it, to have that be my passion. And I wake up and I go to bed with golf every single day.
Speaking of passion, how about 9,860 applications, breaking the previous mark of 9,086 that registered for the 2009 U.S. Open at Bethpage?
No. Oh, Bethpage. Okay, Bethpage. Sorry.
This is the number, 9,860 players registered to play to try and get to Marion.
Mm. Amazing. Absolutely.
And you have to have
amazing.
A 1.7 or a 1.4?
Somewhere below.
I can't remember if it's 1.7 or 1.4.
It's very close to scratch. And in the last entry.
1.4. 1.4, it says right here.
The last entry got in 8 seconds before the deadline. Now, 10, 15 years ago, that wouldn't happen because there was no such thing as the internet. But 8 seconds, this guy that's a club pro got his entry in. He was sweating bullets. He knew he had to get it in. He waited till the last day. He put his entry in, and he's playing. But almost 10,000 people have signed up to try and play in the U.S. Open this year.
That is shocking.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, that shows you, you know, that what we just talked about, the level of where people want to be with, you know, with golf. And, you know, when you break it down, I think as it filters all the way down, there's probably going to be of those almost 10,000 people, there is probably a little over 100 players that make it into the U.S. Open site at Marion. And I just did get a text message from my man, John Foley, who I'm playing with today. And it's a text message that I cannot read on the air. So needless to say, I'm probably not riding with him as we play our event. He's left-handed. I'm going to make sure I stand on the proper side and definitely behind him.
Yes.
Because it could come out at any barrel when he hits.
Of the 9,800 plus, 643 were received on the final day of registration, with 141 coming in the final hour.
That's amazing, isn't it? That really is.
That's currently 52 players are fully exempt into the event, and 11 former of those 11 are former winners.
Well, we know who the favorite is.
We do?
I do.
Who's the favorite?
If he shows up with no woods in his bag.
Oh, Phil?
Well, no, I would say that's my prescription for Phil, but I would say that Tiger Woods, certainly, if he shows up and plays it like Hoy Lake about 5 years ago at the British Open.
He can actually play it like
Hoy Lake. He could play like Hoy Lake. I think he would win going away.
All right, leaderboards. Lucas Glover at the PGA Tour. Lucas Glover's 14 under. And Billy Horschel, DA points, Kyle Stanley, Jimmy Walker are 12 under par. Ricky Barnes, Kenny Looper, Hendrik Nolander, and Boo Weekly are 10 under par. And then you got Morgan Hoffman at 9 under,
yeah,
which is kind of cool. Justin Rose, Nick Watney are also, 9 under par. Out here, the leader is at 11 under par. I just lost my leaderboard. Do you have yours?
Yes. Carlotta Cingana is leading at 11 under in second place. There's a tie with Caroline Masson and Imbi Park, I think our current number one player in the world. And then tie for fourth is Nayeon Choi, who we heard her interview. Her interview was interesting because there was several mentions about number one player in the world, be
right.
Number one player in the world. You need to be number one player in the world. When are you going to be number one player in the world? And certainly she feels that. And
oh,
she
God,
feels
yes.
it. She feels it not only, you know, from her close associates, but also from her country. And that's it. I mean, talk to Rory McIlroy a little bit about that. That's some heavy bricks on your shoulder.
It really is. And she talked at length about it and talked about how important it is to her to not think about that and to get out from under that.
Mm-hmm.
She changed caddies to try and get a little bit different feel. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure. And I talked to her about that pressure. And you know what was interesting? I asked her after the question I did ask her, which hopefully you got to hear. I asked her about how important the Olympics were in Korea. You know, because I've made a pretty big
sure.
deal about the fact that I don't think golf should be a part of the Olympics. She is saying that since she was 11 years old, that is what she has dreamed about, is winning a gold medal in the Olympics.
Well, they had the Summer Olympics in Seoul, Korea in 88, I think it was. And so, you know, that would be not far off from when she was about that age. And so
it's just amazing to me that these golfers, I mean, and she was saying that this is a big deal for her,
mm-hmm.
is making it on the Olympic team.
Well, she's got some competition to make the Korean,
the
Southern, South Korea Olympic team. She has got some serious competition, but that's interesting to hear. And, you know, we heard this past week that, for all intent and purposes, Rory McIlroy will, if he is up to it, will participate in the Summer Olympics for the Irish team, for Ireland. And that was a big deal that was made last year. Would it be England? Would it be Ireland? You know, that's going to be interesting how that whole thing shakes out. They're still, you know, on the very, very early stages, just building the golf course over there. And, you know, how the qualification process will go for the United States and how it just will go down and how it'll be received is remains to be seen.
Listen, chasing Katrina is some of the best players on the LPGA Tour. You have Imbi Park, who is 9 under par, and you have Nayeon Choi, who is 8 under par. So you've got two of the best players in the world chasing the leader here. Yesterday, I watched Corinne Eicher play from France, and God, does she have a beautiful golf swing. If I could jar a golf swing and put it on my body, it would be hers. I mean, you know, here's the deal. And I don't know how you feel about this. And I watched Suzanne Patterson a lot. Mm-hmm. I watched Yanni Tseng a lot. Mm-hmm. When they put their hands on the club, they look like the men look. They do.
The sound is, too. There's sound when they hit.
In watching Corrine, she doesn't a lot. Most of the women don't have that same look when they set up over the ball.
Right.
They don't have that, but they have beautiful golf swings.
I have to check her out in a little bit on the practice range. You know, Suzanne Pettersson is 6 shots back, but I will tell you what, I think that she probably has a little bit of the air of Tiger Woods coming from behind. If she can get off to an early start, make a few birdies, get within 3 shots of the lead, that'll make some people look at the leaderboard and maybe get just a little bit anxious. She is a heck of a player, a tough customer, knows how to close it out, and knows how to come from behind.
I will tell you, I watched all 18 holes she played yesterday. I walked with her, and that's how I saw so much of Corrine. She beats herself up. She like I said, she turned a 64 into a 68, just missing putts yesterday.
That's too bad.
I wanted to ask her, and I didn't get a chance to. And let me ask you this question: for a professional golfer, is it harder to accept or to release from your body? Because golf is a memory sport and yet a non-memory sport. You've got to take that last shot and throw it away. But at the end of the round, you've got to be able to look back and go, "This is what I did." I don't think there's any other sport like it that it's memory and no memory.
Mm-hmm.
Is it harder to release a round that you hit the ball well and just made nothing? Or is it harder to release a round where you just hit the ball like crap?
That's a very, very good question, because ultimately when you go to play your next round, you're trying to feed off of something that you have just done in the past.
And yet if you score low, the chances of you scoring low again are very minimal.
It is. Most golfers take a lot of confidence away from their ball striking. That is an area that you know they put, unfortunately, the most attention to. We talked last week about Charlie Hoffman hitting it everywhere but in the fairway, all over the lot. And how would he be on Sunday morning, you know, standing on the first tee? I would be more nervous in terms of not being able to put the ball on the club face before a round of golf than not making putts. Because in putting, all it takes is you just got to make one, you got to make two, you got to get a couple good rolls going, and you tend to really get the momentum there. And oftentimes, that's not that easily said to do when you're not hitting it well. So I would go more with, you know, I'd rather find my way into putting than have to find my way into hitting.
All right, next up, I want to go through the stats and compare PGA Tour stats to LPGA Tour stats and give you some sense of just what these women are like. We'll do that next on the Golfer's Home, 1190 AM.
If you were to win $50,000, you could use it all to help your child go to a prestigious university where they'll earn a degree that'll lead to a 6-figure income once they graduate. Or you could tell your kid to lump it and blow the money at the track. $50,000 is up for grabs. Want to win it? Then shut up, pay attention, and find out how. Be listening for the Cue to Text keyword. When you hear it, text that keyword to 36500 to get registered. You'll win $1,000 just for qualifying for the 50K. And who couldn't use an extra grand in their pocket? It's an ultimate iHeartRadio experience. Winning $50,000 to waste on whatever you want. It's like finding a lucky penny on the ground. A whole lot of lucky pennies. So get your texting thumb ready for action and keep it here for the keyword that could make you 50 grand happier. Good luck.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know.
We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Many of us think we know where our families and ancestors originated, but with Ancestry DNA, the results might surprise you. Your DNA has a story, and it's time to discover it. With a simple DNA test from TryAncestry.com, you can discover your own unique genetic ethnicity that'll connect you to the lands your ancestors once called home. It's a breakthrough technology in family history and can be found at TryAncestry.com. The new Ancestry DNA creates the most comprehensive family history experience yet, and all with one simple, easy, and affordable test. You'll receive a full breakdown of your genetic ethnicity from both your maternal and paternal sides, and so much more. Visit TryAncestry.com to see how easy, affordable, and impressive this new DNA technology is. Your DNA has a story. Let Ancestry help you discover it. Experience the true power of Ancestry DNA. The results may surprise you. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's T-R-Y. Ancestry.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, so if you want to hear about Brittany Lang's proposal, you'll have to listen to me tomorrow morning on PGA Tour Radio Series XM. Sitting in for Brian Kachick, 8 to 10 here in the Metroplex. Tim Cusick, Stephen Gribben, The Golfer's Home, 1190. Thanks to John Henry, who can barely walk, for coming out and helping us out this morning.
Brittany said yes, didn't she?
Sorry?
She said yes, didn't she?
She had a huge rock on, so I assume
okay.
She said yes.
All right, all right. Just checking. You never know. You don't want to see a turndown, especially in public, in a public place.
All right. So, average driving distance... How many guys are under three or over 300 at this point?
Probably about 20. I'm gonna guess as you look it up.
Hold on, I'm gonna look right now. It's not that many, bud.
You don't think so?
No, it's
you know
10.
The only guy.
It's 10.
The only guy last year in 2012, Tommy Armour told me this. The only guy that not off of the shot link, but off of you know when they test twice around. This is every single drive for the entire year. The only guy that was over 300 yards last year was Dustin Johnson. He was like 305 for the entire year. Every drive hit.
Okay.
Every drive hit was Dustin Johnson.
All right. So there are 10 guys over 300. Here, the longest is 274. There's two women at 274, and then 273 is Brittany Lincecome.
I'll tell you what. I saw Brittany Lincecome hit a couple the other day. She takes a cut at it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she takes a cut at it.
She starts with the club above the ball. Mm-hmm. She picks it up off the ground, which a lot of people do. But she actually starts with it not up and behind the ball. She starts with it above the ball. Yeah, she comes out of her shoes trying to hit the golf ball. No question. Nicholas Cosart, Luke List leads the PGA Tour. at 306. Justin Rose, 295. All right, sand saves.
Well, the best on tour right now is Taylor Carl, and she's at almost 86%. Now, I don't know how many events she's played, but that is a little bit higher than what the average is, or not the average, but the best is on the PGA Tour. Brooke Pancake is almost at 82%. Her father, I believe, her mother, her name was Libby Akers, was a very good amateur player, played at Arizona State, and her father, Tony Pancake, I believe, was the head pro at Valhalla for a while, Brooke's parents. So she has a very good pedigree in terms of golf background. Jiminy bunker play. So certainly those are some very, very good numbers. I've, you know, 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10, getting it up and down. Now on the PGA Tour, obviously the pins might be cut just a little bit tighter, maybe a little bit more severe scenario, but the guys can spin it better than the girls can too. So I mean, you kind of offset that, but those are some very, very good numbers.
Hendrik Stenson leading the PGA Tour at 75% greens in regulation. And leading the LPGA Tour is Jody Ewert, Shadoff, who I like so much, at 78%. And then Suzanne Pedersen at 77.3%. Hendrick, 75%. And then the next is Steve Stricker at 73.3%.
So you've got 10 ladies that are almost 75% or better. And I'll tell you what, a lot of those greens that they may hit in regulation too might be with hybrids, you know, because they don't have the club head speed. Now, Paula Creamer, who sits at third at almost 76%, you know, she hits it a long ways, and so she's not hitting hybrid into every single green. But those are some good numbers too. I'll tell you what, that's a stat that really, really is looked upon on the PGA Tour in terms of your quality of play and your ability to be able to score. You've got to hit greens. You have to hit greens, and then you've got to be able after that to be able to hit it somewhat close so you have a chance to make some putts.
Here's the interesting thing. Ji Young Shin, who was first out this morning,
mm-hmm.
so she's currently in last place.
Mm-hmm. Of the ones that made the cut.
She leads the LPGA in rounds under par. She has had 20 out of 24 rounds under par, 83% of the rounds.
20 out of 24 of her rounds have been
under par.
Wow.
How's that?
That's impressive.
She's currently fifth on the
Rolex
Player of the Year.
That's very,
very
good.
Here's the interesting thing. She is number one in driving accuracy. Now, mm-hmm. what's the head of drive? What leads driving accuracy on the PGA Tour? This goes to show you what's more important and where.
Yeah.
On the PGA Tour, driving accuracy is 73%. That's Ken Duke and Timmy Clark.
Mm-hmm. And on the LPGA Tour,
86%.
And so that's a stat that, and I'll say this too for the average golfer, we got some sun coming out too.
Yep.
It's burning off.
It's going to get hot.
That's the stat that is probably the most overblown or the most overrated stat on the PGA
Absolutely.
Tour is driving accuracy. and unfortunately, that filters down to you know, the everyday golfer, too. They think, to me, what's most important for the everyday golfer? Everyday golfers, listen up. The most important thing is to keep it in between the trees and on the property. Okay. Keep it on the property and in between the trees, and you are driving it just fine. Because most courses don't have wicked rough.
Okay, keep it on the property.
Keep it on the property and in between the trees.
Okay, I'll remember.
And when you do that, you're driving it just fine. You know, as long as you're getting it off the tee. I saw a guy, Stephen. I'm not going to say the person's name. Okay,
is this someone playing with you this afternoon?
No. On the departure day of our golf school 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, I didn't give this person enough help, but it was early in the morning though too, and so he teed off on number one. There was three or four groups that went out and played before they flew out, and he made a full swing, was swinging at probably 85, 90 miles an hour. and he moved the golf ball. He made contact with the golf ball, but the ball came off the tee and landed right next to the tee. He moved it a total of 2 inches and not forward. Now, you couldn't, Art Salinger couldn't do that in a trick shot show. If he moved it 2 inches, I would be shocked. And I watched it, and I kind of did a double take, and I'm thinking, did the wind knock that off, or did he touch that? And he touched it, and if you laid the tee down to the side, the ball didn't go that far.
Now, had this guy played golf before?
Oh, yes, this guy's like a 10 handicap.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Either, and his comment was, well, I should have had some coffee before I started. I have never seen someone hit that shot before, and I don't think I'll ever see it again.
Now, I have actually seen a guy, I'll never forget it as long as I live, and I won't say the condition he was in, but we were teeing off at a golf course, and directly perpendicular to us was the tennis courts. I mean 90 degrees. And this guy could barely stand, and he literally hit a ball into the tennis courts off a tee. Into the tennis courts.
To the right.
To the right.
Swung straight inside of it, nicked it off the toe,
exactly.
Off the side of the club, and went straight to the right.
Right.
Caddyshack shot. Something else. Something else.
Unbelievable.
How'd we get from comparing the best players in the world?
You brought it up.
to this level right here.
Unbelievable. The worst shot. That's a good segment for tomorrow, maybe.
The worst shot ever. You've ever seen or hit. I couldn't. I've seen Art Salinger, who is the owner of Long Drivers of America, who does a fantastic trick shot show. I've seen him top it on purpose and get the ball mark in front of where the ball was and
right.
Pop it straight up in the air. I don't think he could top it this short the way that this gentleman did it. and it really, when he put the ball back on the tee, it didn't really faze him. It kind of shook me up a little bit, but it didn't faze him at all.
So maybe he's not a 10 handicap is what you're trying to say.
We're getting some people out here, too. We got a nice little crowd gathering around the practice putting green.
Come on out. You could get tickets how?
Tickets from Tom Thumb,
right.
Any of your local Tom Thumb grocery stores, or at the gate. We are at Las Colinas Country Club. Parking for the general public is at the Irving Convention Center,
right.
Which is only maybe a quarter of a mile down the road. So, it's a very short shuttle. You're going to have a fantastic day. The sun is coming out. It's burning the clouds off. We're going to be low 80s. We're going to have a great crowd, and we have got the best in women's golf playing here today.
And if your kids like autographs,
this is the place to get them.
Stop,
because they will sign.
Because they will sign. Not while they're playing,
no.
But after the round.
They will sign. Who do you like today?
Here?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed meeting this young lady from Germany, Caroline Masson.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see her win. There's a reshuffle, I think, next week on the LPGA Tour. And I'd love to see her win, but I think that in this situation, it's going to be hard for either NB Park or Nyat Wan Choi to not win this golf tournament. NB's two shots behind Carlotta. Carlotta, I don't know if Carlotta's won anything on the European Tour. Let me check that real quick.
She's played over there, but
she played 2 years over there. Let me check that. You say something.
I don't think she has.
She speaks four languages. She has never won. She's played three events in 2012, three cuts made, 79,000, one top 20.
So she's in uncharted territory right now.
Her best career finish was 2012, the Rico Women. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Now, Caroline Masson has won on the LET.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She won, I don't remember if it was South Africa or someplace. Interesting the difference in talking to somebody like her, who's made $29,000 versus somebody who, like a Suzanne Pedersen, who probably flies privately at this point, ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Mm-hmm. And then you've got her who's, who moved.
Sure.
These ladies move from here to Kings Mill, and they're all driving cars.
Yeah. Enjoyed it, Stephen.
Talk to you next Sunday. This is the Golfers Home 1190. Come on out here. Have some fun watching these women play golf. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on PGA Tour Radio Sirius XM at 8 a.m. I'm Stephen Gribben. It's the Golfers Home. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is
KFXR Dallas with all the top news and business stories of the day. It's all on 1190 AM.